This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty, and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So I was just looking at the list of people that have come out and said that they were sexually assaulted by Donald Trump. It runs six pages now.
The CNN last night was saying 10. I don't know where that number's from exactly.
Oh, you want to hear them?
Sure.
They're pretty amazing. Trump walked into the dressing room, 1997, Miss Teen, USA beauty pageant.
That one was before any.
Saying, don't worry, ladies, I've seen it all before. This is the one where he said, now these girls are 15 years old, some of them. And this is the one where he said he was on Howard Stern. So he can't deny this because he's on Howard Stern saying, yeah, you know, I can get away with that. Let's see. A woman claimed that Trump groped her at a Mar-a-Lago event. Her name is Mindy McGillivray. Helping photographers, she said, I thought I was, I felt a grab and a little nudge. I thought it was the camera bag of the photographer behind me. That was my first instinct, but I turned around and there was Donald. He looked away quickly. I quickly turned back. I said, Donald Trump just grabbed my ass.
it's not funny, it's
Donald Trump is accused of raping a 13-year-old girl in 1994. Now, this one's actually in the courts. Mm-hmm. This one's disturbing, but we've never talked about it because it's in the courts. We don't want to try it on the air. But now that this is all out, I don't know anything about this particular case, but we do know that he did go. Remember Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, it's related to that.
Yeah, he was apparently on the private island. This girl said he was the one who raped me.
Right. And it's a tough one for the Clintons to prosecute against.
Because Bill Clinton
was also involved.
Correct.
Nothing happens with this case now until December, right?
Yes. So, okay, so then Trump is accused of groping a makeup artist, Jill Harth. She said he ran his hands up my skirt and to my crotch. It happened in Ivanka Trump's bedroom. He gave a tour and went into Ivanka's bedroom. I was admiring the decoration. And the next thing I know, he was pushing me against the wall. His hands were all over me. And he was trying to kiss me. His hands were on my crotch and he was trying to kiss me. I was freaking out. A woman who used to write for People magazine says Trump sexually assaulted her, Natasha Stoyanov. She said, we walked into a room alone. Trump shut the doors behind us. I turned around, and within seconds, he pushed me against the wall. He was forcing his tongue down my throat. I'm a tall, strapping girl, used to wrestle my two giant brothers. I sparred with Mike Tyson once. Takes a lot to push me, but Trump is much bigger, a looming figure, and he was fast, taking me by surprise and throwing me off balance. I was stunned. I was grateful when Trump's longtime butler burst into the room a minute later, and I tried to unpin myself. The butler informed us that Melania would be down momentarily. I was still in shock and remained speechless as we both followed him into an outdoor patio overlooking the grounds. In those few minutes alone with Trump, my self-esteem crashed to zero. Blah, blah, blah. Another woman on an airplane, she said he was like an octopus. His hands were everywhere. It was an assault. He began to touch her, then he grabbed my breast, and then he put his hand up my skirt. Miss Washington, USA, alleges that he groped her. Miss Utah said that he kissed her on the mouth without consent and then kissed her again. He allegedly, at the White House correspondence dinner, used very lewd language in regard to women. Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter recalled a Swedish model came to him with incredibly upset sitting next to Donald Trump and implored that she would be seated at a different table. It seems that Trump had spent his entire time with her saying the breasts, if you will, and legs of the other female guests and was pointing them out, asking how they measured up to those of other women, including his wife. She said, he is the most vulgar man I have ever met. Trump is accused of treating female players, employees poorly, at least in 20 different lawsuits. Those are just, there's a couple more that are kind of sketchy, but those are just that. Now, here's the latest.
Well, first of all, we should, before we go on to the latest, we should apologize for, you know, we're never Trump, at least I am. I don't know if you just find yourself that way, but we should apologize for our role in convincing these women that Donald Trump groped them. Because we all know that if he loses this election, it's all our fault. And the fact that we have gone to each individual woman and convinced them that they were assaulted by this guy, in retrospect, it's inexcusable and we should not have done it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who who thinks, who's going to blame us for
you're
this,
saying you own it.
I'm
you're owning
that
it.
That was not the words I was going to use.
Right.
Yes. That's a problem, though. That's and we should apologize for it, because if he loses by 10 points,
it's
our fault.
Here's the thing. And we also didn't alert the American people all last year that with this kind of history, this is exactly what was going to happen in the October surprise.
Right.
So we didn't
should have
failed
we
to say have. An October surprise with this guy, with the way he treats women,
right.
is going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Don't worry about that. Now, yesterday, his defense that he actually used was, I didn't do that with that woman. I mean, look at her. Do you think I would do it with her?
Right. I mean, look at her. What do you, I look at her words.
Take a look. You look at her. Look at her words. You tell me, what do you think? I don't think so.
So, in other words, you think I'm going to do that with ugly people?
That's certainly.
Look at how ugly she is.
Oh, my
God. And people say I don't give to charity. If I would have done it, it would have been a charity case. I would have done it for her, to give her a little self-esteem that a man as great as I would stoop to grab her in the crotch.
That's exactly.
Oh, my gosh. How offensive is that?
And look,
but wait, there's a new development.
There is.
There is a new development.
Who would you think Donald Trump would blame here?
He's blaming it on somebody now. He's finally found the culprit on who is responsible for all of these women. And it's not Glenn Beck.
I mean, we've tried the media,
mm-hmm.
tried the press. I mean, we've tried the media, we've tried the press.
And we tried the banks.
Tried the banks.
The banks. Yep. We said that they were just ugly. Why would he do that with ugly women?
Right. Okay. I mean, if he was going to do
it. No, he's found the real culprit. Today, he is pushing that it is Carlos Slim, a Mexican, that is behind all of this.
Stunningly, he's blaming a Mexican. unseen development. Donald Trump has decided to blame a Mexican. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Well,
I mean, and this is...
I mean,
is
they know rapists, right?
Yeah, they're all rapists, first
yeah.
of all. I mean, this is Breitbart City. You can see the exact moment. You know, every once in a while, they'll show that video where, like, someone... And then they show it in slow motion where they realize something has gone horribly wrong. And you see their facial expression change. We've seen that moment with the Trump campaign where he switched from Roger Ailes to Bannon.
Yep.
Right before that debate. And ever since, it has been literal free fall for this organization. His response to all these accusations is to come out and blame Mexico and the richest man in Mexico.
I will tell you this. I keep hearing from places, you know, that are Breitbart-like, that this is all media manufactured. This is not, there is no evidence that this is in free fall. That nobody's abandoning him. Nobody's leaving him.
The polls are a disaster for him right now. I mean, if you believe Donald Trump, you believe the polls aren't real. This is why they put in the fake document about you, they also included scientific pollsters to make it look like they're taking money from the Clinton Foundation to manipulate their results.
How dangerous is this?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So dangerous.
It's ridiculous. But I mean, look, to defend Donald Trump a little bit on this, we don't know how many of these are real. It's
right.
very possible in a presidential campaign that some of these women are completely fake.
Let's say there's 10. Maybe two of them are real.
We don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is obviously a ridiculous thing. And to mention, and like people keep saying, well, but their descriptions, it match exactly the way Donald Trump has talked about these things. Well, you could look at it the other way, too. that they know how he's talked about it, so they're fitting it to those things. So we don't know the truth here.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.